Welcome to Cork. Welcome to yet another blue sky day. You know, this weather will have to stop. You can't have Cork in Ireland having almost every day in the month of May being blue sky. We had a tiny amount of rain the other day, I think about two nights ago. It's ridiculous. I mean, people will start coming to Ireland on their holidays instead of going off to the Algarve and other lovely places like the Italian Riviera or Crete or any of those Greek islands that they usually go to. People will be staying at home if this keeps going, and the problem will be that the travel companies will all lose money, and then they have to cut back on staff, and essentially there won't be anybody, if this weather keeps up, traveling from Ireland. It's really, really difficult situation, and a whole load of people will be enjoying themselves and going around with smiles on their faces. And, you know, that'll be very misleading. People will think that everyone's being friendly to each other, when what's really happening is that people are being friendly to themselves and saying, oh, I'm so glad I'm living in Cork or Dublin or Limerick or Belfast. I don't know what it's like in London, because I haven't spoken to my son who lives in London. Yes, today I've heard rumours of heat waves. Oh, and I suppose this sun, there is a smidgen of cloud up there. Light, wispy stuff that you feel you could practically blow away. But I'm on my way to have further attention to one of my teeth. I refuse to talk about teeth anymore in a podcast episode. There are an awful lot of people who deserve not to hear about anything that goes on about teeth. It's a very delicate matter. So that's the end of teeth. But look at those green trees. I was out walking with my dog this morning, met three other dogs. They had a nice little time together. I had a wee chat with at least two of the three people. And that was very nice as well. All of which adds up to the fact that, you know, I'm in good humor today. Tracking my emotional state, I'd say it's doing rather nicely. Today, how's yours? Are you as fortunate as I am? Are you able to say, yes, I'm having a good day? Or are you under massive pressure to get projects done on time or get invoices out to people? Or send birthday cards to people, or remember to go to the supermarket? Are you under lots and lots of pressure? I mean, have you done enough clothes washing? And is the dishwasher on? Or are they all piled up? I don't know. It is something special. What are we? We're very near the end of May. And does this mean we're going to get a very, very wet June? You know, there was one snow in May. My mother told me about it. I think it was 1947. But the whole idea of there being snow in May is ridiculous. One of the benefits of climate change is that we don't get snow in May, and we won't ever get it. We might get burnt alive, might have droughts and storms, and but we will not get snow. And that's quite enough. That's quite enough rejoicing if I go over the top, or if you go over the top with saying everything is wonderful, there's only one way for it to go. So this is fairly good. This is quite nice. This is pleasant. This is not bad. This is okay. Back to the studio.